This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, June 7, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News, in Beverly, shuttle buses will run during the weekdays and weekends to some stations throughout the Newburyport-Rockport line during the MBTA's closures, but not all. For those who typically take some of the city's less used stations, Beverly Farms, Montserrat, and North Beverly, they're out of luck. The T plans to shut down the entire line on weekends between July 8 and September 30 to install new required positive train control equipment. There's also the 28-day shutdown for stations north of Salem from July 17 and August 13 to replace the Beverly drawbridge. During the shutdowns, only one of Beverly's four stations will have a shuttle bus coming to it, Beverly Depot. The buses are part of a revised plan to meet customer needs during the shutdowns. Nothing was proposed before to accommodate them. Elected officials, as well as residents, called on the T to consider putting a bus at one or more of the stops during a meeting Tuesday night. More than 40 people asked to speak out of a packed room at the Beverly Council on Aging. Beverly's Mayor Mike Cahill is quoted as saying, I think it's a mistake, and I'm asking you to add those stations to the shuttle service. More on this story in today's Salem News story written by Ariana McNeil. Saugus is one of several North Shore towns that could be impacted by a bill being debated at the State House. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, in the town of Saugus, the beloved sachem that represents many of the town athletes may be going away. Bridget Turcott writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, beginning with this quote, I just think it's kind of weird to change the mascot now. It's been with the high school for so long. That according to Katie Sheehan, a senior who plays field hockey and softball. I don't think it's derogatory. I think everyone in Saugus really takes pride in being a sachem, she said. The Massachusetts Joint Committee on Education held a forum at the State House Tuesday to hear options on whether a bill should be passed that would prohibit the use of Native American mascots by public high schools in the state. Saugus High School has used the sachem, a Native American chief or leader, as a mascot since long before the current school opened more than a half century ago. Should the proposed legislation pass, the school may be in need of a new symbol. Quote, the town takes great pride in the name of the mascot and what the mascot represents, said Elizabeth Marchese, a school committee member, who has coached baseball, football, and other sports for more than a decade. The sachem is a leader, and our children are leaders for our future. I don't see anything derogatory about it. In fact, I see it as an honor and a privilege for our children to call themselves sachems. Marchese said that she has heard from several parents who are up in the possibility of changing the mascot. It's an expensive change to boot, she said. I can't even imagine the expense. Just think about the expense of changing every uniform, every jersey, every hat, helmet. It would affect everybody. State Representative Donald Wong of Saugus said the committee is now left to make a decision. Wong attended the hearing and submitted a written statement of opposition for the committee to review. The mascot is representative of the rich Native American heritage in Saugus, said Marilyn Carlson, the vice president of the Saugus Historical Commission. The woodland tribes were the most prominent, she said. There's much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Matt Demers writes on itemlive.com, the recent terrorist attacks in London and Europe have caused some North Shore residents to reconsider overseas travel. One of the groups affected is a group of students studying abroad and visiting these targeted countries with their schools. In light of attacks in Europe, Peabody High School canceled annual overseas trips in concern for their students' safety. While the trips were dropped before a request by interim superintendent Herbert Levine, he won't be allowing any field trips to Europe. He's quoted as saying, we have to stand up, but we don't have to do that by sending 16-year-olds overseas. Thomas Strange, Lynn English High School's principal, gave the green light to Latin Club, which had a trip to Rome planned for the April vacation under the direction of Michael Haddad, the school's Latin teacher. Principal Strange is quoted as saying, you can't let them win. You have to go on and live your life. In order to ease parents' hesitance on letting their children study abroad, he leads parent-student meetings to ease their concerns. He also staffed the trips accordingly. This year, 19 students were supervised by three chaperones. In Saugus, officials work with EF Tours to reroute their travel plans to Greece that included a stop in Turkey this year. School committee members worried about sending their students to Turkey. In the end, Turkey was removed from the itinerary. Much more on this story in today's Item Live story written by Matt Demers. Mary Marcos writes in the Gloucester Times, an open spot for the Republican state committeewoman has become a source of controversy following Angela Hudak's midterm resignation from the seat in the 1st Essex and Middlesex District, which includes Cape Ann. Accusations of election rigging and personal attacks dominated the discussion Saturday as the Gloucester Republican City Committee debated whether Hudak should have resigned earlier than she did and whether her delay in stepping down was designed to benefit another candidate for the seat. Hudak resigned in early May after she had already moved to North Carolina. That means she violated committee bylaws, according to Gloucester resident Diana Ploss, a volunteer activist for Donald Trump, who is seeking the now open seat. Ploss says the resignation was delayed to allow another candidate, Amanda Kesterson, time to build up support. Kesterson is chairwoman of the Gloucester Republican City Committee. More on the story written by Mary Marcos in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. Boys Tournament Lacrosse from Tuesday, Beverly 12, Winchester 11. Beverly advances. It was Wakefield edging Melrose by that same score, 12-11. There were many other postponements yesterday in both baseball and softball. Some games scheduled for today. The MIAA tournament brackets for lacrosse, baseball, and softball are available at msonewsports.com. Lynn Classical basketball senior Paris Wilkie has announced that she'll be going to Franklin Pierce College, a Division II school. She was a Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month earlier this school year and spoke with MSO News Sports.
Well, yeah, I kind of worked like a lot during the offseason to be a bigger like part of the team. Since my freshman year, I feel like I've grown a lot and like I've helped him out.
Lynn Classical's Paris Wilkie. For the latest in news and sports, go to msonewsports.com.